Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. A very special church is our Adventure in Creation today. Matthew 28:19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. The oldest church for North America is in Mashpee, Massachusetts. It is also one of the oldest churches in America still in use. The church was built for the Wampanoag tribe in the 1600s. The Wampanoag were among the first North American tribesmen that the Pilgrims and other groups had met in the New World. Many Wampanoag converted to Christianity. But a war began between the Wampanoags and the Puritan settlers, and almost the entire Wampanoag tribe was annihilated. The early 1680s had these survivors, mostly Christians, the Mashpees, built the church and later became known as the Old Indian Meeting House. The church was not only the spiritual center for the 400 Wampanoag survivors, but also the center for their self-governing community until the end of the Revolutionary War. The church was rededicated in 1923 and still in use by the tribe today. The church is one of the best examples left of the 17th century church architecture. Inside, it is very small and full of architectural details. The walls are whitewashed and framed by exposed wooden columns and beams. There is a small pulpit, small choir box, and organ. The closely packed church pews can seat a surprising number of congregants. It is surrounded by undeveloped wooded areas. This special place is an incredible church in America's church history. Being made and used by the original North American group that helped the Pilgrims get established in the northern woods is an answer to prayer from William Bradford, the head leader of the Mayflower Pilgrims. The intricate web formed from the Pilgrims through the Wampanoags is still visible today by this precious first Native American church in America. Thank you, Jesus, for answering prayers through the generations. The way today, a little North American church, Native American, outside of Plymouth, Massachusetts, stands today to remind us of God's incredible faithfulness to those who love Him. Thank you for this country that you opened to people faithful to you, both here and some from Europe. We pray for a great revival and a return to the Christian faith for this country whose foundation was your word. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.